You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome everybody to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. It's Thursday, and I hope I have at least one listener today. Are you considered a listener, Tom?
I have to listen to you.
Yeah, so
I'm contractually obligated to listen to you.
So I have one.
Yes.
Maybe two, maybe a few. But you know, I say that only because the basketball team is going to be playing here in about 30 minutes, or at least to be tempting to play the game tonight against Utah at McHale. So once I'm done here, I'm racing over to McHale and getting my seat and then paying attention to the game.
May I just say, be careful on your way over. Traffic is a mess. People forget how to drive in the rain.
People don't know how to drive in the rain.
Oy.
Tucson, you must find it funny.
I do.
Because you're from Buffalo. Arr.
Yeah.
You know, arr, ha.
Well, we have weather. Quite honestly, it just doesn't rain here all that much.
No. It's like maybe 10 times, you know, the monsoon gets it. But this is our winter. I mean, we've had no winter.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, you know, no winter, which is, you know, whatever, for that, whatever it's worth. But people do freak out in rain here.
And they don't realize how slippery the road becomes when it rains, mm-hmm. because there's so much dust and dirt in the air here. Like, as soon as it starts raining and the moisture kind of gets under that, it can be slippery as all get out, kind of like ice sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget that. They just go charging through it, and they think they can stop on time or turn on time. And that doesn't work.
Don't jinx me, man, because I hate driving and stuff like this.
It's pretty simple. You leave like an extra car length of follow, and you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the old car driving tips show.
Yeah, except for the other guy. I can't make any promises for the other guy.
Right. So just you and I, Tom, tonight. I just figured it'd be a kind of a quick night of talking sports. Arizona plays Utah tonight, plays Colorado midday Saturday. They need to sweep these two games. Tonight will be easier than it will be on Saturday. Colorado's fairly decent, if not good. So we'll see what happens. Did you see that the release came out today about the UA football season?
I did, and it's interesting. They're starting the season a week early again, so now they end up with two bye weeks.
Uh-huh.
So the one of September 26th and then November, 14th.
Okay.
Will be the two byes in
and
their schedule.
And they start with Hawaii?
Yep.
Again, like last year?
Yep.
How'd that go last year?
You know, it could have went better.
Could have went better, so that's a loss. So now Hawaii doesn't have that same coach, so.
No.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But guess what? Do they play Washington State this year?
They do not. Well, no, just Washington.
Just Washington, mm-hmm. so they don't have to play the coach from Hawaii that's now at Washington State.
Is it better or worse that there is only one home game in November?
Better or worse? I don't know. Depends what the record is by that time.
Yeah, but
probably worse. Probably worse.
Because it's Arizona State coming in. But kind of what I'm asking here is, do you think that people don't like to go when it's still really hot in August and September?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. Yes, they don't. No, it's because it's miserable. It depends how good the team is. And guess what next year's going to be? Not a good team.
Yeah.
So let's go through this real quick. I kind of don't like talking about the future, but hey, we're talking about the future.
Okay.
Hawaii, August 29th. Is that probably Labor Day weekend? If not, September
5th?
No,
the next weekend is Labor Day weekend.
So Portland State?
Yep, Portland State coming to town.
Stanford comes, so three straight home games. Stanford comes into town September 12th. September 19th, Arizona goes to Texas Tech. I always used to like going to Lubbock, football country.
It's a good college town.
Yes, it is. It is. Arizona at UCLA, Colorado at Arizona, Southern Cal at Arizona, Arizona at Washington, Oregon at Arizona, Arizona at Utah the November 7th, and then Arizona at Oregon State the 21st, and then the final game of the year that Saturday, November 29th. At Arizona State here at Arizona. So go ahead. Tell me. What do you think?
Oh, man. So in my head, I was just trying to tick off wins maybe. 4. So, because Hawaii, I think they'll beat. They should beat Hawaii and Portland State. They should start 2-0. And then I'm not sure after that. I mean, maybe USC or UCLA, one or the other, but not both.
I know we're not the only ones doing this already because it's what you do when you look at the schedule.
Yeah.
So let's just do this play by play or game by game.
Okay.
Hawaii, Arizona, win.
Yes.
Portland State, win.
Yes.
Like you say, 2-0. Let's go Stanford, Arizona, loss.
Loss.
Okay, 2-1. Arizona at Texas Tech? Loss.
Okay, yeah, I'm not uncomfortable with that.
Okay, 2-2. Arizona at UCLA?
Is UCLA going to be any good this year?
Let's do this. If it's a 50-50 game, we'll go to Arizona.
Okay.
Just because.
Okay.
Just because.
So that's fair.
I don't feel comfortable about that, but let's go.
All right.
So that's what is it?
3-2 at this
point.
3-2? Yep.
Colorado at Arizona?
Loss.
Loss, 3-3. Southern Cal at Arizona? Let's go loss. They're going to lose that game.
Okay.
3-4?
Yep, 3-4.
Arizona at Washington?
That's a loss for me.
3-5?
Okay.
Oregon at Arizona?
I think that's a loss as well, even though it's homecoming.
3-6. Arizona at Utah?
That's a loss.
3-7. Arizona at Oregon State?
That might be the other win. Maybe, but maybe not.
Let's go 4-7.
Yeah.
And Arizona State at Arizona.
And I think Arizona State wins.
4-8. That's on a good day.
It might be 3-9.
Could be 3-9.
Could be 2-10.
Yeah. I think the over-under wins in Vegas will be 5?
For them, might be 4.5.
4.5? Could be. That was an easy bet going in this year.
Yeah.
Easy bet. 6, I was going to get that, and I didn't get it, and I kicked myself every day for it. I'm joking, of course, but
I'm hoping we're wrong too. I just want to put this out there.
Why?
I hope we're wrong.
Why?
I would like them to be better. I like to go to games.
Well, I don't care.
And I think they are more fun when there's more people there, although parking is atrocious. And I think that's a big reason why people don't go is because
really?
It's a pain in the butt to try to. Yeah. You ever try to actually drive as a fan to a game? I know you always get there early and leave late.
No, I get the pass. I get my parking pass.
Oh, my God. No, it's terrible going as a fan.
No, I can see because it's tough to get into the parking area.
Yeah, or even find parking.
Well, the thing is, if there's only 25,000 people going, you're good with parking.
But they all want to park in the same place. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, if you don't mind walking a decent distance, you're fine.
3-9? 3-9.
3-9.
3-9 or 4-8.
Or 4-8.
That's almost on the best case scenario.
I know.
We got Scott calling in. I'm okay with that. Scott will give me his pessimistic, pragmatic view of what's going on with UA football. Scott, are you ready to talk to me?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Getting ready for the basketball game.
Great, yes.
So, I think they're gonna recover from the last weekend's nightmare and do well tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. But talking about the football and the scheduling and everything, hopefully they can do better than what it kind of looks like on paper. They're not going to have a winning season, but we'll see how the season progresses. But talking about the fans' attendance and saying it's too hot or parking's not great, if the U of A has a great team, everyone's going to show up. That stadium will be filled if they had a great team. I don't think those are like side issues of the heat and stuff like that, and those can be attributing effects why people don't go and they're losing. But if they have a great team, that stadium will be filled, and you just have to bring a winning product to Tucson and people show up.
No question. And you've been in Tucson for a while, haven't you?
My whole life.
Your whole life? That's a while.
It's a minute. And I was going through the season and looking at recruiting, and I just don't understand how someone hasn't been able to recruit better players. I looked at some rankings online. We're dead last in the Pac-12 for recruiting. ASU's 24th. They have 8 4-stars. U of A has 0. I thought the new practice facility dome was going to really energize our recruiting and get some better athletes in town. And just for some reason, it hasn't happened yet. In basketball, you can be pretty successful with not having the best of players. There's like the VCUs, the Butlers, and that kind of can happen. But in college football, it definitely comes down to recruiting. And if you don't have great players, you're not going to be successful.
So if they're not expected to be good next year and the recruiting is bad, guess what happens after the next 2 years?
New coach?
New coach and just bad teams.
Yeah.
You know, so that a new coach, and what's a new coach going to have? Nothing in the cupboard. Nothing.
Well, it always stops. You have to start somewhere. And just like when Makovic destroyed the program, Stoops was able to bring the program back to respectability and starting building off seasons and getting some wins and getting some recruits and stuff like that. So it's definitely possible. It takes time. But, I thought someone was going to be bringing in the SEC recruiting and all that, and it just hasn't happened. So it's unfortunate, but you never know.
Hasn't even close to being happening. Has nothing, not even close.
And the other disappointing part is we're not even recruiting, getting the Tucson kids or the Arizona kids, and you can't even get those guys. And you, I don't know how you're going to get someone from California or Texas.
Thanks for calling in and depressing me, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks for depressing me, Scott. Good call, Scott. I always like Scott, hearing from Scott. He's kind of like the pragmatic pessimist. He needs to get happy somehow.
I have a thought for that, but
we'll come back on the other side.
We can come back to that.
Yeah, okay. Let's come back. We're going to take our first break here on 10:30 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. So give me your thought on all that.
Well, here's the thing for me, Steve, is especially with football, but I think with basketball as well, or any sport, even let's say the pro sports, not even the academic ones here in Tucson. I am an atypical case of a Tucson sports fan. I'm not born and raised here. I don't come from here. But that makes me not a diehard fan, right?
Right. And go ahead.
So my point is, as a non-diehard fan, you're not going to sell out football with non-diehard fans. You're not going to sell out hockey with non-diehard fans. You're not going to sell out baseball.
Sugar Skulls, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Otherwise, you'd still have AAA baseball. The diehards don't sell it out. The diehards already buy their tickets.
Right.
So now, you know who you need to bring to the game on a regular basis is me.
Yeah.
As a casual fan who likes the atmosphere, likes college ball. I like coming in. Now I pick my tickets based on the opponent. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to go see Utah this year.
Mm-hmm.
But so things like parking and baking in the sunshine do make a difference
and,
to me.
And ticket prices?
If I'm going to one game a year, I'm not too concerned about ticket prices. But if I wanted to go to more than one game a year, probably. But I'm $20 on a ticket, $10 to $20, I'm good.
So I think that there are more fans like you than not fans like you.
Sure.
Because you're not from here.
Right.
And there's a lot of people not from here. And I've said this before. This is Ficklestown, USA to me. Has been for years. When I was at the paper, I did a story about that 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Nothing's really changed. Let's assume for a second that this is a transient town. We know it is. People come in and they're from Iowa, Wisconsin, whatever. And they have their allegiance to those schools.
Right.
And you're right. If they want to go see football here, they can just go and get a ticket and go watch football if they want to see college football.
Sure.
Or at least a facsimile of college football. And they can root for their college team somewhere else, at home or whatever. And that's what a lot of them do. If it's the same time, guess what they're doing? They're not watching the game here. They're watching their game on TV.
Right.
So you're right. I've kind of never thought about that, but for you, they have to convince you to go, the non-fan guy.
Right.
And if they're not any good, then even the fans here are not going. Why would they?
Right. And I own U of A gear. I support the team. I support the school because they're in Tucson. I'm in Tucson. You know, I'm one of those people. Hey, I want to get behind them. That's why I said I hope they're good this year. I hope we're wrong. But, you know, you have to consider that, you know, Scott's going to the games. Is Tom going to the games? Tom's probably going to one.
Right. Right. And there's a lot more like you.
And if there's a Saturday where I miss the game or I don't watch it on TV or I read the result later, oh well. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. You didn't miss anything.
Right.
Yeah. You can see the highlight on TV.
I caught that. I caught that.
I admit it twofold. There's only one highlight. Plus, local TV only has time to give you one highlight.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
You know, it's a tough
business.
Sports
don't exist anymore.
They don't. We're lucky to have this hour. Maybe two. Maybe later. Who knows? But, yeah, no, it's changed. The complexion of the sports landscape has changed. It doesn't look good. Even if you would have thrown a number of schools on that schedule, it's going to wash out the same way. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have put whoever you wanted to put on that schedule. We picked the teams because it's not going to be a good look next year.
Yeah. So for me, the teams that I would be looking at maybe wanting to go see, Stanford, I would like to see. Oregon. Maybe Utah again, depending on how they're doing at that point. But that's at Utah, so never mind. So Oregon.
USC or no?
I just don't think USC is what they used to be. They don't have the clout, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So probably I'd be saying maybe I want to go see Stanford or Oregon, and Oregon's homecoming. So I, as a casual fan, will probably not go to that game because it's going to be a zoo.
Well, by that time, it's going to be a zoo or a tempered zoo because no one will be
coming. It'll be a petting zoo.
It'll be a petting zoo because no one's. It's Halloween night too, or day, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, it is.
That's another thing. Oh, sorry, I couldn't go to the game because I need to take Junior to trick-or-treat.
Sure. So I guess I'm going to Stanford Saturday, September 12th.
The season could be over by mid-October.
Yeah. We're giving them credit to start 2-0, but then after that, I mean, they kind of slipped below 500 pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, and then in this town, guess what? Slipping below 500 is what? The kiss of death.
Mm. You know what, though? Even if you're winning like crazy, I mean, is that a guarantee for success in anything but basketball?
Here, it would be called a win because they're so desperate to get that win.
Right.
And they haven't had that win in a long time. Football, you know, years in football is like dog years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a couple bad years, you're like, oh, man, what happened?
We haven't won in forever.
Yeah. Basketball, I mean, honestly, they still have a lot of hope. This team didn't go to the playoffs last year or the NCAA tournament. The year before, they went and it was a debacle.
Yeah.
Obviously. And there hasn't really been a lot of success in recent years, at least to the standards of Arizona. And now, kind of, Sean has to dig out of this mess now. The malaise that it is, it's kind of like they're stuck in the mud and they have to win tonight, they have to win Saturday, and then we'll move on from there with a lot of games left. I saw today or yesterday, on the bracketology, which I take some stock into it, not a whole lot. Arizona's a 6th seed, playing somewhere not close to here.
Right.
So they're going to have a lot of work to do to get into the top 4. But the good thing is a lot of college basketball games or teams are not that good this year. Auburn lost last night.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to bring up, hey, nobody wants to be number one once again. So,
yeah. Yeah, true. But they're not number one. I think they're number two, aren't they? Because Gonzaga is number one. The only one left undefeated is San Diego State, and they'll probably lose at some point because it's best probably to do that. Not that they would lose on purpose, but it's always tough to go undefeated in the regular season. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk more about the basketball game tonight after we get this call. Got a phone call? Doug, thanks for calling in. You there?
A couple of minutes. I am heading into the basketball game, but I heard you talking about football.
Yeah.
It's an interesting perspective on sort of the casual fan aspect. I find it a little bit confusing, actually, because on one hand, you know, and I'm not being critical of Tom saying this, but so if you're a casual fan, you're only interested in going to the games where the opponent is sexy, you know, like Utah last year or Oregon this coming year. So you're really not going there to see if Arizona does well. Just follow me on that premise. And then if the U of A starts doing badly for the season, you're also not going to go because now, like, the season has gone in the tank. So I kind of wonder, like, don't you have to choose one or the other? Are you going there to watch any good team, regardless of whether it's the opponent or the home team, or are you going there to see if the home team can do well?
So, Doug, I want Arizona to do well, and I want them to win. I went to the Utah game because Utah was a good opponent. I wanted to see them do well in that game. They didn't, but I also value the fact that Utah was ranked number 7 at the time. I was one of the few people who was still sitting in my seat when they scored that touchdown with under a minute to go. I was still at that game. And I was because I do support the team. So my point to you is, yeah, the team's not that good, and I'm going to pick the opponent that I want to go see. But when I walk in that stadium, do I hope they win? Absolutely. But I want to see them beat a good team, and I want to watch them play a good team. I want to see talent.
Right, right. No, that all makes a lot of sense. and I'm just using you as a case study. I'm not
sure. No, I don't take offense to it.
You in particular, just try. I do try to get into the mentality of people in this town. Like, you know, we don't have the NFL team, the Major League Baseball team, and so on. I probably shouldn't try to parallel park while I'm talking on the radio. Let me try this again. We don't have all of those distractions here. We have a college town. And for 6 nights a year, you can go into a football stadium and be surrounded by, you know, 30, 40, maybe on a great day, 50,000 people. And I just don't see, like, what are all the other draws that are keeping people away? Not you specifically, but you know what I'm saying? Like, 6 nights a year, it's not that much to go out and have a good time, even if you go to 3 of them, buy some popcorn, bring some kids. It's just a good time. I mean, I've sat through countless losses, but I still enjoy going to the games just for the atmosphere, if nothing else.
You're a glutton for punishment, Doug. I know who you are.
Yeah, I am. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely in the diehard camp, right? Steve knows that.
Yes, yes. And more power to you. I mean, you are a guy who's been there, done that for the good times and the bad times. You're a loyal fan, which I applaud you for that. But let me tell you something. I think you're a dying breed in this town.
Right, right.
Would you agree with me?
I don't. I do. Well, let me think about that.
The dying breed. Because, the dying breed part.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think there's always been a core, you know, 20,000 people that'll always go to every football game. I think that's been true through the decades. I don't know if that's really changed much. And the thing I'm saying, like, I'm not looking to fill Arizona Stadium with diehards because I agree that's not realistic.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, we've got to take a hard break here at 6:30. Enjoy the game. I know it's going to start in about 5 minutes.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Problem, guys.
Thanks for calling. See you soon.
Yeah. Good talking
thanks
to you.
So
take
much.
Care.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks. Good call from Doug. Let's take the break here on 10:30, The Voice, Tom, and come back on the other side. Thanks. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30, The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. You guys are probably getting ready to head to the game, if not already there. It starts in about 2 or 3 minutes. Arizona versus Utah. A very winnable game. If they don't win, I think you start wondering what the heck is going on. We'll see. I'm told, I could be wrong, in talking to some people from the game, that Chase Jeter will not be playing tonight. He is out with an injury. So the big men for Arizona, maybe Ira Lee, will have to help and step up. Obviously, we know that Zeke Najee will have to play a good game. And who else do they have down low? Of course, Coloco. Coloco probably gets more time, which, of course, he's done very well since he came on the scene here. So we'll see what happens with this team tonight. They need to play well to be kind of get back in the oppressive side of it because they laid an egg on Sunday night after playing well against Oregon, despite losing against Oregon. So we'll see. What do you... I know you have no dog in the fight. Neither do I. No, I'm not either for or against them playing well. What would you look for? What are the keys to look for in terms of improvement? And I say that because I saw today's headline, and in fact, I texted Bruce. Rebounding, if you know they need to work on the rebounding, blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you there's more than rebounding on this team that needs to be fixed.
You know what? I'm going to go to one that... It's an intangible.
Okay.
But I think energy.
I agree.
I think energy is not there. And it's been lacking on the bench, on the floor. Even Coach Miller has kind of been down. I need to see this team show that they're fired up to actually play basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't you say earlier this week that some people had noticed that Sean was sitting down during the second half?
And don't think, Steve, for a minute that doesn't affect the kids on the bench, on the floor.
Well, and they know. It's like,
sure.
I know you don't have kids, but it's like when two parents are going through a divorce and you say, oh, shh.
No, kids know.
Not in front of the kids. Let's not fight. But the kids are smarter. They know exactly you go into a room and you start yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or even you're just given the looks,
you know, given
the dirty looks or whatever.
Yeah. Somebody started? Just started.
Barely underway.
Yeah, great. What are they on tonight? What app, as they say?
Pac-12.
Pac-12, okay,
yeah,
cool.
So you stream on your Pac-12 or whatever you might happen to have, your streaming service of choice.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool. I think they're a 12.5-point favorite and now down 2-0. Utah's not bad. They beat Kentucky earlier this year. Kentucky lost last night, too. I think they lost to South Carolina.
You know, and to the point that we were going to make earlier, Stephen, we kind of forgot to come back to, but, man, it is a rough year to be on top.
Oh, yeah. No question. I mean, right now, if you had $100 and you wanted to spend it on a team that win it all, who would you spend it on?
Oh, God. I don't even know. That's a real tough question because I don't there's not a safe bet, is there?
No, there's no guarantee bet.
I mean, maybe Duke?
Maybe Duke, but maybe. Guess what? Let me give you some hints on that one.
Sure.
Duke was the odds on last year. Odds on. Best team in a long time. How'd that go?
Yep.
So there's no smart money here.
No, there's not.
You know what I do? If I give you $100, you know what the smart money is?
Put it in my pocket.
Put it in your pocket. So you are smart.
Steve, we're dangerous.
Yes.
But you're right, because the way this year has gone so far, I mean, there's no... But that's what... If you make the tournament in years like this, I don't care what seed you are.
You're good. You could have a chance.
Yeah. You got a shot.
Yeah. And it's everyone's talking about, oh, they're young. They can do this, can do that. Guess what? Other teams are young, too. And they're doing okay. I think they're just trying to find reasons why the team isn't struggling the way that it is. My only concern, and Sean knows this because I bring it up all the time. If they ran, they'd be playing better. It could be allowed to free flow, make some mistakes, of course, but play more free than under control than controlled. If that makes any sense.
So, Steve, we're seeing some shots from courtside here as the game is going on. It's 2-2 in the early going here. It's early. People are still filing in. I know that.
Yes.
I know it's a Thursday night, but are you concerned by the number of empty seats?
Is that
even a thing?
I have been for a while. It's just a thing. But, you know, you tell me, and I haven't heard them, but you know because you've heard them on this show, advertising for ticket sales.
Yes.
You never hear that.
Yeah, I did hear earlier today on this station on 10:30, Arizona is indeed advertising basketball tickets. It was a package of two, and you had a choice of two games that they listed out in this commercial for $40.
Yeah, for two.
For two.
Those are good prices.
Yeah, so $20 a ticket. Yeah. I guess otherwise the tickets start at 26 was what the advertisement said. But for whatever games they've selected, it's basically $20 a game.
Right.
So, well, 2 for $40.
And you never hear that. That was a nice pass by Mr. Mannion behind the back pass. So we'll see. I think we'll see them play well tonight in front of a sparse-ish crowd compared to history of good crowds here at U of A. And they're up 6-4 early with about 4 minutes left.
You know what, though, Steve?
4 minutes gone.
Sports ebbs and flows.
No question.
Everywhere.
No question. If you don't understand that, you don't know what's going on. No, it does. And I say this, I have models. Every game is a season. You play well that day. I come on this show. I have a good show. I had a good show yesterday. Doesn't mean I'll have a good show today. It's kind of like a roulette wheel.
Yeah.
You know, every spin is different from the next.
And momentum doesn't carry over show to show.
It doesn't carry over. You're exactly correct. That's why I don't believe in it. I think you gain more confidence.
Sure.
But that's different than momentum. Yeah.
And when you leave and you had a good show, you learn what you did that made you feel good, like you had a good show. And then when you don't, you leave and you go, oh, I guess I won't do that.
Sure,
again.
I'll give you an example. So I've started this, 13, 14 months ago, and one of the things is I speak real fast. I stumble onto my words. My head thinks too fast. My mouth doesn't catch up. So I, and guess what? I know this. I've learned from this. And guess what? I still do. So what the heck am I learning? I'm learning that I know I need to get it fixed.
You're learning that you know? Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll buy that.
Well, what's that alcoholic thing? As long as you know that you have a problem, that's the first step.
Admitting you have a problem.
Well, I know I have a problem, heebity-hobbity-hobbity, but but I don't get it fixed because it's who I am.
Right.
Does that make sense? And that's kind of my delivery. Like, one old jokes about me, you know, he understands Steve. Mm-hmm. He has a decoder. Yep. I just hope that my listener... No, have that decoder. I'll have to sell mine for like $9.95.
And you know what, though? Well, that that'd be great.
A deal?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, allowed to go with my T-shirt that I hope to have on the market.
Right.
It's a great, great T-shirt.
But think about, I mean, people who probably got advice. So a famous one for our era is Letterman's gap in his teeth.
Yeah.
How many people probably told him to get that fixed?
Oh, sure, sure, sure. It's like Strahan.
Yeah, Strahan. And but it's a signature. It's a trademark. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, it became a thing.
Yeah.
So
mine is like, damn, he stumbles a lot on his words. Hobbity, 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 hobbity.
It's just because you're so excited about talking to people about Arizona basketball.
Good answer. Good answer. Thanks for being my producer.
I gotcha.
And you also, you know, the one thing I haven't done so far in my 14 months, I haven't cursed. I am
That's a plus.
Majorly surprised.
That's a plus.
Do you know where that button is?
Yeah, I do. If you suddenly see me jet out of your field of vision on this rolling chair, you know right where I went.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't even come close, which is great. I guess no one's really upset me. Well, actually, a couple of producers have upset me. Yeah. But that was a long time ago.
Well, I'm glad I'm not one of them.
No, because unfortunately, you think like me, which is, sorry to say, not a good thing.
I think it's good. I think it, you know, it's I like that I'm able to discern most of your points. And when I can't, all I have to do is go, Steve, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then you're happy to fill me in.
How many times has that happened?
Today or...
In the past,
it might have happened once or twice. Yeah, it was a twice. Show. Or
it's like segment. It's like Moreno. He laughs when he what? Would you just say? But it is what it is. Arizona's at the first break, timeout break, up 8-6. So playing fairly well, passing the ball, looking okay. We'll see what happens after this. I got to run into the game to get my seat once this is over here. We had some good shows. The coaches yesterday were good.
Yeah.
High school coaches.
So, and you know, that's a crazy thing, Steve, but you don't think about it. Arizona is growing, or Tucson's growing. I mean, they're literally building at Mica Mountain a new school.
Yeah, yeah, right.
To deal with the explosion out that way. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me.
Right. There was used to be nothing out there. Now there's a lot of things out there.
I know. I was shocked. I kind of drove out that way the other day, and I'm like, where did all this come from?
Right.
And
right,
I haven't been here that long.
Right. No, I know. I got here in 87, and I was living on the northwest side, just near the Tucson Mall, and I'm thinking, oh, this is okay. Nice outside this way.
Edge of humanity.
Right now, it's what, 30 years later, 30-something, I'm more north of that in what was once a quiet community.
Mm-hmm.
And still is, but, you know, a lot more people around me.
Everything's growing up that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and now it's going east, like you said.
Yeah.
Now we're on the Travel Channel. So now it's what's the score? Well, Dylan Smith might score. No, he missed another free throw. 11-6, Arizona. So we'll see what happens with this game, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. And hope to have some good guests tomorrow and to see what's going on. The women. When do the women play? Tonight?
Let's see. Are they tonight or tomorrow? I gotta look that up real quick.
We'll see. That's a big weekend for them because they go on the road and try to win when they've lost three straight, I think, after some huge games last weekend.
Still ranked.
Yeah, still ranked, as they should be. Have played very well and just need to get back on the winning track. But destined for greatness, whatever greatness means.
So they play Friday at Washington State, Sunday at Washington.
Yeah, they have the Friday-Sunday schedule. So we'll see. Hey, let's take our final break here on 1030 The Voice. Come back for our final segment. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. In with me is Mr. Tom Callahan. We're watching the U of A game. They're up 14-7 and doing well. Running and gunning. Here's a fast break opportunity. Let's see if they score it. And they haven't yet. And nope, no opportunity. So that's
nope.
They had a chance to, but I like them a lot when they run. Like them a lot because they look good, they look smooth. I think it looks like they're having more fun rather than setting up and looking at Sean to set somebody up, and it's like boring. Excuse me, that's just me. I know that Sean doesn't like them doing that all that much because of the jobs or the shot selection. I understand that.
To the point I made, though, Steve, earlier, I will say this about you know, watching the energy level go up in this team and watching them, how they can play, how they should play, you know, we can debate that all night long, but when they're running and they're having fun, the energy level comes up and people get excited.
Yeah, no
question. You love the fast break plays.
Yeah, no question. And are they going to make mistakes? Of course.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
They're kids.
Right, they're kids, but they're playing aggressively. They're playing with a lot of enthusiasm, and here's another fast break opportunity. Let's see what happens. One pass, one shot, and miss. That's what he doesn't want to see.
Right.
That's what he doesn't want to see. He'll see it when he makes it, but that's, and I get that, because it was too quick. If it's, and was the shot there? Sure. And you want Baker to shoot it? Yes. It just was too quick.
And you can always kick it outside.
Yeah.
You know, you can, if you drive to the interior and there's nothing there, all right, great, kick it outside. There's always going to be somebody out by the three-point line.
Right, right.
But why don't you try to drive it? I don't know. That's kind of, I guess, what I grew up on. And you know, when you do watch the fast break, I mean, that's it. Take it to the hole, man. Get in there. You know,
right.
Go hard to the paint and make something happen. Maybe you draw a foul.
Well, that's what he's hoping to get the ball near for Zeke. If he doesn't have the shot, get it out. The one disappointment to this point, I thought, because I did ask the question, I did write the story, if this was his best shooting team since he's been here, you'd think it would be. It just hasn't shot well from the perimeter.
Right.
It just hasn't shot well, which you'd think that they would. They don't have pure great shooters, but they have a number of good shooters. So I guess what the plethora of good shooters doesn't equal one great shooter.
No.
You know, they haven't had that great shooter since Salim Stoudemire, which is 15 years ago.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I feel like nowadays there's a little bit more emphasis going back on the outside shooting, but for, I'll say, maybe the last 10, 15 years, and one of the things that turned me off to the NBA is the game became all about the dunk and nobody shot.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, that's a great point, because the art of the 15-foot jumper is gone.
Sure.
It's gone. It's either a three or a dunk. Or a nice dunk. Did you see, in fact, Aaron Gordon's dunk last night?
No.
Off the backboard?
Mm-mm.
In a play against the Lakers. They beat the Lakers, and he was stuck somewhere, so he threw it off the board, threw it to himself, and had a dunk. It was the number one play in the ESPN highlights.
Well, a dunk's always number one.
Right, right. The funny thing about it is, you know, I've had a kid to play college soccer, and we did a highlight tape, yada, yada. You know what we put on that highlight tape?
Him dunking a basketball?
No, I'm sorry. He's a goalie, soccer goalie. So you know what we put on there? All his highlights, no mistakes.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, of course.
My point is, what are you going to get when you see a highlight tape? All the good things.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, God, this guy's great. In fact, you see it all the time. Oh, they signed this recruit. He must be pretty good. He's a 5-star guy. Yeah, but I guarantee you he makes a lot of mistakes. You know?
Yeah.
It's just what it is. I've seen his tapes. He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's same thing with us. I mean, if you're trying to, you know,
get a job.
Yeah. Or your resume, or if someone's listening to the show and they ask for a highlight, what are you going to send them? Your good stuff.
I got a couple minutes of those.
That's all you need.
That's true.
That's all you need.
That's true. How come he was so good? He never mumbled and stumbled his way on this highlight tape.
Yep.
Well, I just happened to be good that day.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. So they're up now pretty big to go to a second break or a second timeout. What is it, 24-13? And they're running more, though. Doesn't it look like they are?
I think so.
They're running more.
Which is nice.
Right, right.
And certainly more entertaining.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. But, you know, here's the other thing, too, is if you're Sean Miller, you're probably thinking to yourself, you know, we're kind of at a point where if he honestly is kind of down on things, and we'll never 100% know this, but if he is, I mean, do you kind of say, look, maybe we do need to open it up more? And he'll probably never admit that.
Right, right. You're probably right. But it'll be very obvious to the naked eye.
Right.
So, you know, he might be able to admit that. And you can only run against the teams that allow you to run.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. You can have a team that wants to air the ball. Or get the air out of the ball and kind of just hold it and hold it and hold it. Those teams still do exist. In fact, Arizona's kind of one of them. You know how they kind of want to bleed the clock.
And I don't mind. I don't mind slowing it down when it's time to slow it down. I'm okay with that. And I like defense. You know, I like to see teams D up pretty good, sharpen the elbows, and compete. But maybe that, you know what? Maybe I just put my finger on what exactly is bothering me about the whole thing is compete level. Or lack thereof.
Right. Well, you talked about that. You wanted to see more enthusiasm, more energy.
More energy.
Yeah. And that's what helps everything else. If you have more energy, you have a lot more things doing a lot of other things.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. So we'll see. Chase is not playing tonight. I guess he has a lower back issue. So there's that. So they'll probably maybe go small. Although that smaller lineup is pretty good. You know, Coloco not in there or whatever. But that they can go fast and they can shoot from the perimeter. And we'll see. But tonight's game, and I don't know if you believe this, because, you know, Scott said, oh, I think they're going to be okay this weekend or whatever. But opponents matter. If you beat Joe Blow, whatever, 10 times, 12 times, what's that going to tell you?
Just that you're a better team than they are.
Right.
You don't really learn much out of that.
Right. And then when you face the good teams, you're going to think, what just happened?
Well, this circles us back to the point you made yesterday, Steve, about close games.
They haven't closed them out.
Right. You got to win the close games. And when's the last time they beat a team that they weren't really supposed to beat?
Oh, yeah. No, that question to you, that's what you're bringing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to go through the media guide and look through that, because I don't remember. Maybe a caller, if he's not paying attention to the game, can let me know. But when was the last time Arizona beat a team that it wasn't supposed to? I don't remember. I don't know. Also, I don't remember what happened yesterday. So,
right.
You know, it doesn't come to top of mind.
I can tell you it was Wednesday, but I only know that because I cheated and looked.
Oh, Wednesday? Yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. You have a long way to go, son.
Yeah.
Long way to go.
Not for me. This is my Friday.
Oh. I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so speaking of which, I mean, so is this a big weekend then? For the men's team?
Yes. They can't afford to lose two, because this is still going. But they can't, even to lose one, especially at home, we can't afford to lose at home. Right now they're winning 25-15 with about 9 minutes left. And they're playing fairly well. There's a couple of shots they should have hit, but they didn't. Playing fairly good defense on the perimeter. I don't know. We won't know how good this team is for another 3-4 weeks. They kind of go through their first round in the Pac-12. They're already going to play ASU next weekend, I think. Next weekend.
But why does it take so long? Can you explain to me why it takes so long to figure out what you really have? How do you still not know?
Because for this team, and I'm just thinking what would be natural and what would be the right answer. They're still young and they haven't played all that much together. But that's an excuse, because I've seen teams that are young with great talent play well together from the beginning. They do sometimes hit a wall, you know, that freshman wall or whatever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It exists because it exists. You know, some people think it's like a fallacy or whatever. No, they wouldn't talk about it if it didn't exist. It doesn't hit everybody, but it hits. These guys haven't really come up against it yet, unless they hit it in December, when they should be hitting it in late January, February, because of the toughness of the sport, and they're into their 25th game by then. So, I still think there's a lot to like with this team. I'm sure they have a lot of improvement to do. Sunday's game showed you that.
Well, and again, I mean, there's so many different points. That, I guess, Steve, that's one thing that worries me about this team in the long run, is that I take away something different out of every game where I'm like, oh boy, that's a point I'd like to improve on.
Right.
And at what point do you go, well, that's too many things to improve on to get it all?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, one thing is, I think it's shooting. Obviously, Sean talks about rebounding, but they're shooting the ball well tonight. There's been a couple of three-pointers here and there. I think it was Nico that hit the big three-pointer just now. So now it's 31-17 with 7 minutes left. If they can just sustain this pace and enthusiasm like you said, they'll be fine. Hey, Sean's even smiling.
What?
You should have screenshot that, baby.
Yeah.
He does smile. He's been funny too, in a sarcastic way in his press conferences. I'm sure you've noticed that.
Yes.
You know,
I did still like him referring to the Big East Player of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm joking, not joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty good. He's an intense dude like he is now. Just a different intensity when he was a player. You know, I think the girls have a lot of issues to, not to prove, when they go on the Washington, on the road here. I think they'll overcome them, but there's so much to like on that team. And I say issues, that's not the right word. It's more of a lot to prove because they lost the three, but they're still good. And it's funny how they can lose two and the men lose two and they're still on the good projection.
Right.
You can't compare the two.
And it's weird because Oregon State were numbers 2 and 3 or 3 and 2. I'm out of the backwards.
Right.
And then they dropped to 8 and 9 this week.
Mm-hmm.
In the women's poll, but the Lady Cats went from 18 to 21 because it just
people who make the votes
rankings are weird
and they make no sense. They make no sense, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
because here we are, what, in January? What's won in January? Not a darn thing. And there are people, the people who are voting don't stay up late at night and watch these games.
Right.
They read the box score in the morning and say, oh, I got to vote, and this is what happened. I picked this guy's 18, they lost, I got him 21, yada, yada. It's a little puzzle.
It's your East Coast bias.
You're right, because you're not going to stay up until 1 o'clock watching this game.
Right. And
or should you?
And the Pac-12 network is not carried out east.
Right.
So even if you wanted to find it,
right,
you'd be struggling to get it.
They'd be doing what you are doing. No? Streaming? Can they probably do it?
Yeah, and it depends what cable package you buy.
If you're doing that, you're a geek in the East.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, are we good to go?
Yeah, we are. You got 15 seconds to put a bow on this one.
Okay. Well, I had some momentum this week. 4 good shows. We'll see what happens tomorrow when Tom comes in. I think he might mess it up for me. I'll blame it on him.
I won't jinx him.
I'll blame it on him. Good to see you, Tom. Thanks a bunch.